for the Parisians, then the firefighters, who kept the building from complete destruction with only half an hour to spare. And I thought how lucky my family had been to have seen it firsthand before so much was lost. But restoration plans are already underway. Replacement for the spire, a 19th century element added by the engineer Viollet-le-Duc, will be determined by a global architectural competition. And so the great cathedral will now be updated again in our times, adding yet another layer to its function as a crystallization of humanity. And even here, in northern New England, where history often seems so much younger, we will feel a kinship with it.
Amazing. For those of you tuning in, we just heard words from someone who is apparently a Belgian architecture, who is was talking about the kind of the remodel of Notre Dame. All right. Well, it's a little bit past nine, and this is Sam Collins, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio Show, and we're starting the dead hour. This is going to be a special day for me and what I'm about to kind of play for you guys, because this was a week where I went back in the dead vaults and found stuff that I have never heard before. Like, you know, there's so many Dick's Picks and there's so many classics, but this is one that I found that apparently it is, fun facts, it's the first complete concert recording ever released commercially by the Grateful Dead. So this is their first live commercial release after, you know, how many bootleg tapes went around. So this is, we're going to be listening to most of, the album is called One from the Vaults, classic. And, this was recorded at the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco in 1975. It's a pretty incredible show that I'm so happy I found. So without further ado, let us start with an introduction.
Good evening, we welcome you on behalf of the group. We should introduce. On the piano, we have Mr. Keith Gottschall. On the drums on stage left, Mr. Mickey Hart. On bass and vocals, Mr. Philip Lesh. On rhythm guitar and vocals, Mr. Bob Weir. On the drums on stage right, Mr. Bill Kreutzmann. On the vocals, Mrs. Donna Jean Gottschall. On lead guitar and vocals, Mr. Jerry Garcia. Would you welcome, please, the Grateful Dead.
Stop. blind all the time I was learning to see. eyes looked in your mother's face. Wildflower seed and sand and stone. May the four winds blow you safely home. Roll away, the dew. Roll away, the dew. Tell you where the four winds trail, Franklin's Tower, the hangs a bell. It can ring during the night today. It can ring like fire when you lose your way. Roll away the dew. Child who rings that bell may have one good ring, baby, you can't tell. One watch by night, one watch by day. If you get confused, listen to the music play.
For those of you, for those of you just tuning in order, that was introduction. And then we had Help Slipknot Franklins. I was just thinking about this and I just was thinking about this and I told my dad, I was like, this is actually the very first time that I will play Help Slipknot Franklin, which is a pretty classic, you know, blues from Allah, like riff. Those are, I consider them part of, you know, what I call the inseparables, such as like China Rider, Scarlet Fire, Lazy Lightning Supplication, which is coming up, and then Help Slipknot Franklin. They're just, they're those classic Dead songs that just flow into each other, like you just heard this, these seamless transitions, beautiful. But just the fact that this is the first time I'm playing Help Slipknot Franklins on my show, and this was the very first live recording of that for the Dead, so it's like, you know, the first time they did it and then the first time I'm doing it, get it? Yeah, cool. Okay. sorry, I get a kick out of that stuff. Anyways, so that was actually, so yeah, that, like I said, that was the first time that Blues for Allah was performed in its entirety, as well as, for those of you that caught the first bit, introduction. That introduction was Bill Graham, who was a German-American impresario, and he's also kind of a rock concert promoter back in the 60s and 70s. He actually, he's the person that made famous the Fillmore and the Winterland Arena in the San Francisco area, that provided grounds for, I mean, the Grateful Dead, Jefferson Airplane, Big Brother, and the Holding Company with Janis Joplin, all of those very famous artists that kind of originated in the Haight-Ashbury. Actually, I went to this really cool museum exhibition at, what's a museum in? Museum in San Francisco that I'm forgetting the name of, is it the MoMA? Yes, it's just the Museum of, no, sorry, not the MoMA, it's the Duyung, it's the Duyung Museum in San Francisco, and they were having an exhibition on, they called it Free Love, but it was also about like the proliferation of magazines like zines, kind of, and posters for like with original artwork for the Dead, and like you saw ticket stubs for like 69 cents to sit out on this lawn, or sometimes like free because they were, you know, it was like their first concert ever. Oh, so cool, so cool. I would highly recommend if that comes about again. Also a really cool one on the Beatnik generation and just kind of the, yeah, like the proliferation of, you know, artists like Jack Kerouac, and like his On the Road, and how that tied in also with the Grateful Dead and where those intersections lay, and how people were accessing, trying to access more like mainstream or like the public with what they were putting out. Lots of flyers, as I understand it. Anyways, yeah, shall we keep going and return. Final thoughts on that, because this was very special. Well, first off, go look at the Pembroke Pines, Florida 1977 album, just saying. They have also an amazing Help Slow Not Franklin's that we're going to hear from that same album of the upcoming Lazy Lightning Supplication. But more on that show at the Great American Music Hall. That was actually, the Dead had taken a 19-month hiatus. So most, like, when they said that they were going to be playing again with the whole crew, Jerry Garcia, Phil Lesh, Bob Weir, Bill Kreutzmann, Mickey Hart, Keith and Donna, Gene Gottscho, like, most Deadheads apparently were listening in as they broadcast, because they broadcast this nationwide on Metro Media Radio Network, which is pretty incredible. That's about it. That's all I got. I was doing a lot of research on this, since this is an album that had escaped me for so long. And I'm glad it's now up on like Spotify, and it's called, again, One from the Vaults. Go check it out. It's awesome. I love 70s Dead, honestly. All right. Well, and with that, we'll keep going. So first we're going to hear from one of my favorite 80s shows, Live at Nassau. And then we're going to go to Pembroke Pines in 77 in Florida and hear from a really great Lazy Lightning Supplication. Enjoy. Start looking good.
Fishing is cheap for Timbuktu. Fishing is cheap for New York City, where the little girls know what to do. I was born in a desert, I was raised in a lion's den. I was born in a desert, I was raised in a lion's den. Well, my number one occupation, stealing women.
looks like the old man's getting old. 1920, when he stepped to the bar, he drank to the dregs of the whiskey jar. 1930, when the wall caved in, paid his way selling red-eyed gin. Looks like the old man's getting old.
Just tuning in. This is the Dancing Bear Hour. We're about to wrap it up with just two more songs. And this day has been called One from the Vaults, because it's been an awesome, or this past weekend was an awesome, like, learning experience for me and digging around in old dead vaults, as one does. In order, from what you just heard, that was New Minglewood Blues from Live at Nassau, 1980, May 15 and 16. My favorite shows, one of my favorite live albums. And then Lazy Lightning Supplication. Actually, that was first recorded on the Kingfish album by Kingfish, a band that Bobby was a part of. It was a Barlow song written in Mill Valley in October of 75. And that was from the Pembroke Pines of 77. And finally, we had A Brown-Eyed Woman. Oh my God, probably one of my favorite dead songs ever. There's an incredible Lazy Lightning Supplication Brown-Eyed Woman off of Cornell. Tune in 2 weeks when we do a tribute to Cornell. Probably my favorite hour of my dead sets ever, because that's my favorite live album of all time. And so we're gonna, well, first a PSA. Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature, like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you, and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. This has been a friendly PSA from your local WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio Show. And back to our dead hour. I have the privilege of closing out this dead hour with two of my favorite songs. Half Step, Mississippi Half Step, Uptown Toodaloo. I always mix up the order of those words. And Broke Down Palace. Some might think in the beginning of Mississippi that those two songs don't go well together, but that, you know, that, like, that bridge at the end, it's Mississippi, Half Step Mississippi is probably one of the most beautiful dead songs, I believe, they've ever written. Hot take. Well, and with that, we'll close out the show. Enjoy your Tuesday and enjoy these last two songs. I'll see you next week. Thank you.
Thank you.
the water side. In my time, I will roll, roll, roll. In a bed by the water side, I will lay my head. Listen to the river sing sweet songs to rock my soul.